Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Do not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. KC Johnson is the basketball man from the Chicago Tribune. KC, good morning. How are you?
Hey, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Very excited because the Bulls are in the playoff hunt. I think they proved that yesterday. I think everybody knows it. And wait a minute. They're really too good now, aren't they? They're not going to be able to tank in the fashion in which people imagine because Otto Porter Jr. is what we like to call a dead-eye shooter.
I like to call him a basketball player, but either way, your point stands. Your point stands. Yeah, lock into that four seed, baby. Here we go. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I do see them finishing fourth if you're asking for a prediction.
Yeah, and I think that we need to clarify that. I might have misspoken earlier. The top three teams each have a 14% chance, and if you're fourth, it's 12.5% chance. So that's 1.5% difference. Significant, yeah. Is it going to be the difference between, you know, who knows? That's a math problem. But I think, KC, when you watched the Bulls last night, I saw a team offensively that looked like an NBA team, that looked like everything was functioning in the way that it's supposed to function. Can one guy make that big of a difference?
Well, it's not. He does make a big difference. They're 2-2 since they got him. Their offense has played well in three of the four games. They've scored over 120 points in three of the four games since he's been here. But you also have to look at the way Lauri Markkanen's playing. And, and I don't care what you say about the tank, which obviously is, you know, important because, you know, Zion Williamson is there. But the way Lowry's playing is incredibly encouraging for the Bulls. He is just... He's playing at a different level than he even played at the end of last season. He's rebounding the ball. He's bringing it up. He's making plays. He's taking guys off the bounce. He's playing aggressively at both ends. I mean, the other night he took a charge from Giannis and really didn't back down much from that matchup. When he was matched up upon him, he might have lost the matchup, but there's no shame in that because Giannis is, you know, top 3-4 player in the NBA. So Otto Porter Jr. has certainly helped. He's a veteran. He knows how to play. You can play him in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different places on the court. He helps you defensively. But to me, Lauri Markkanen's playing at a different level. And also, I don't think Zach LaVine's getting enough credit for the way he's playmaking of late. He's had 5 straight games with 7 or more assists, or 5 or more assists, 7 last night. So, you know, there's some encouraging signs, for the Bulls right now.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. Otto Porter Jr. is an NBA player. He's a real good NBA player. He's a guy that fits in. They, as you said, they've shifted the position of need by bringing him in. And the rest of these teams, I mean, the Knicks, they've lost like 18 in a row, 19
it's unbelievable,
in a row.
Man.
And the Suns are right there, 15 in a row. They're a game apart. It's going to be hard. It's gonna be hard for the Suns to catch the Knicks if we're looking in reverse order. No, it's just going to be impossible. The Bulls with 14 wins seem like they are, I don't know, 10 games up on the Knicks, who won't win another one if they have.
And they play the Knicks a lot down the stretch, including twice in the last 3 games of the season. I think I don't have it in front of me, but 3 or 4 games of the season. Yeah, you know, there's some separation between the Bulls and Atlanta as far as 4-5, and it will be interesting to see how the Bulls approach things coming out of the All-Star break. I mean, there's only 24 games left. you know, they're right now they're playing a second unit of, you know, at times with Otto Porter at five and four guys who belong in the G League. So it's not like they can do much more.
Right.
But it will be interesting to see how, like, they play the Chandler Hutchison injury, which is legitimate, and they're going to be very careful with that. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they play the Robin Lopez situation.
He had 25 points. He doesn't belong on the court. I thought we decided he had to sit down.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, he's playing very well for them. So those will be things we'll be monitoring, obviously, coming out of the break.
Casey, good hustle getting Mark Bartlestein on the record talking about the Bobby Portis trade and what he told Bobby Portis and how that might have been, you know, misconstrued by Bobby as a guarantee that he was going to be staying in Chicago for the long term. And then the trade happened and Bobby Portis tells Hoop Hype magazine that he was not happy with the way things, or maybe the Bulls were suggested a little disingenuous. What was your takeaway from the article from Portis? Because he's kind of been all over the map. Are we going to hear more of this, or is this going to simmer down now?
I think it's going to simmer down. I mean, I don't know that Bobby was upset by the whole thing, too, because in that same article, he did praise the Bulls pretty profusely, which he did here with us on Saturday in Chicago when he was here with the Wizards. You know, he talked about how it's a first-class organization and he's got nothing bad to say about anybody. He just basically related his take of how the trade went down. The one line that jumps out is, you know, he just didn't like how it went down, you know, so that's the one that jumps out. But Bobby was upset that article created some fuss. I mean, he clapped back at me on Twitter about it, so you could tell he was upset about it. You know, Bobby, look, I was told that night Bobby ran into the Bulls locker room. I put this in my story and joined like the 1-2-3 Bulls huddle afterward. I mean, which was a pretty neat moment. So he's got a lot of love still for people here. You know, it did create a little fun buzz just because there is such a perception problem with the Bulls right now around the league, to ask, you know, Jim Boylan and other people if the Bulls feel they have a problem with how guys exit here. I mean, there have been several examples over the years of guys kind of leaving in messy fashion. Now, a lot of those people, once they get removed from it, realize that playing in Chicago is not that bad. I mean, the Bulls have a great practice facility. They treat their players pretty well. So, you know, Bobby would be another example of someone who recognized that because he's talked about the Bulls being a first-rate organization.
Yeah, I think they do have a perception problem, whether it's...
there's no question.
Yeah, and it's a hard thing to fight, frankly. I don't know, you know, once that kind of gets out there, it's very difficult to change that. And so immediately when, you know, we had people here, you know, immediately when there's anything, it's like, oh, Gar Foreman was lying again. It doesn't seem like there's any sort of what would you call it, giving them a benefit of the doubt. It doesn't seem like that exists anymore for some reason.
No doubt. But I know for a fact that Bobby was upset that resulted from that interview. So he was pretty upset that perception, that he contributed to that perception, because he cares deeply about the Bulls and felt that the Bulls treated him very well. I mean, he it's clear that he still wants to be here. I mean, he's very emotional about being traded and, you know, made it clear that he wanted to be here long term. So, but he was I know for a fact that he was upset that people read things into that article that maybe he didn't quite mean. I mean, you can't dispute that that's one inference you can take from reading that article, but he was upset that was created.
So, KC, totally unfair take, but the offense functioned really well last night and Chris Dunn didn't play. Coincidence or not?
Well, it's not too unfair of a take because we were talking about it on Press Row during the game. I mean, you know, look, Ryan Arcidiacono is what he is. He's a very limited NBA player. But you can't tell me that offense – now, it has played well other games that Dunn has played, but the way Ryan plays, he is a threat at the three-point line. His assist to turnover ratio is one of the best in the league. He organizes the group offensively. I mean, we were even joking, like, you know, do you start Ryan down the stretch and bring Chris Dunn off the bench?
The right people get the ball. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Exactly. That's much more well said than the sleep deprived Heat writer. The right people get the ball. Thank you. And look, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but do you try the trial balloon of bringing Chris Dunn off the bench over these last few games down the stretch, since you're probably going to be trying to upgrade the point guard position in the offseason? I mean, I think that would be a tough sell, but it just looked much more efficient last night. There's no doubt.
I think he'd operate better with the second team. I think that it would give him a lot more responsibility, maybe on the floor, and maybe it'd help his game a little bit. I don't know. If you're evaluating him, if the magnifying glass is on him, it's been a lot of look away, frankly.
Yeah, and also what we were talking about is that it might be beneficial for him to play that against that second unit over these last few games. It's not going to happen. You still have 24 games where you can look at Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen. Frankly, I've seen enough. I just feel like there are long stretches where Dunn and Markkanen play very well together. There are long stretches where LaVine and Markkanen play together. I haven't seen enough times where Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen. There's that Indiana overtime loss where all three of them played lights out, but for the most part, to me, the chemistry lacks with those three.
Before I let you go, KC, we haven't talked to you since the Bulls played the Bucks the other night. I just wondered, with the addition of Nico, and you look at the way the teams in the Eastern Conference improved at the trade deadline, I mean, everybody at the top seemed to get better. Are the Bucks, in your mind, the best team in the East?
They are. It's going to be an amazing East playoffs, which we haven't been able to say for a while. I mean, you obviously have, to me, legitimately four teams that can come out between the Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, and Raptors. I just love the way the Bucks share the ball offensively, defensively. They take that end very seriously. They've got toughness. Now, obviously, it's a big jump because they haven't been that far, and particularly this group hasn't been this far, because they made some additions in the offseason. But I thought the Mirotić pickup was just lights out for them. Completely fantastic fit. Miko's been in the playoffs. He's got a toughness and an edge to him that's really going to help them. And he'll obviously be a floor spacer to help Giannis, because that's basically where the Bucks had a great series with the Celtics last year, and that's basically where it flamed out for them. Is that just the games slow down and they're more half-court oriented, and teams just were able to swarm Giannis defensively. But I think with the amount of floor spacing they have, with Nico, Brooke Lopez is playing at such a high level, I think Giannis is going to have a big playoffs, and I do think they're going to come out of the East. But I think it's going to be just an amazing, even go to the second round, much less the conference finals. I think it's going to be a really fun playoffs in the East.
Great stuff, KC. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, KC.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Take
Enjoy
care.
The break.
That's KC Johnson, the fine basketball man from the Chicago Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.